The Brewers were blanked Sunday in the series finale at Chicago 5-0. Freddie Peralta was unusually wild, walking a career-high 6 batters in 5 innings of work while absorbing his first loss of the season. Peralta is still appealing the 5-game suspension he was handed last week. Milwaukee went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Brewers sent Bryce Wilson to the mound tonight to start a 3-game series at Kansas City. Update on the game has been moved up to 6:10 p.m. Central Time due to some bad weather potentially happening in Kansas City. He won the MVP award 3 years ago in the USFL as a quarterback, but the Packers say Alex Magoo is such a good athlete, he can excel as a wide receiver. Head coach Matt LaFleur says Magoo spent a lot of time running pass receiver routes on the Green Bay scout team last year. He did such a good job, the switch was made. LaFleur's comments were made during the team's rookie minicamp last Friday. Misinformation was being shared last week during the NBA playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. While reporters were being told that the Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was close to returning to the court, that was just a case of optimism. Antetokounmpo says he was never able to run enough to play in a game, putting his status at just 30-40% of full health. Even if his teammates have extended the series to Game 7, he would have still been sidelined. Former Badgers star J.J. Watt is saying he's ready to come out of retirement if the Houston Texans need him. The two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year says he is still training his body and would be able to help at the age of 35. Watt and Texans coach DeMeco Ryans were teammates in Houston during the 2011 season. Watt says he's serious, but the offer is good for this season only. In other sports news, Kyle Larson beat Chris Buescher to the line at Kansas Speedway on Sunday in the closest finish in NASCAR history. The official winning margin for the Cup Series race Sunday was 0.001 seconds. A caution flag forced a green-white checkered finish, and Larson pulled behind Buescher on the backstretch of the final lap, then came around him through the final corner. The two cars banged doors as they headed for the stripe. Martin Truex Jr. finished 4th, and Denny Hamlin, who had the lead in the final restart, faded back to 5th. The win was Larson's 2nd of the season. The second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown could be absent of the 150th Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, and other contenders who contributed to the thrilling 3-wide photo finish. Mystic Dan trainer Kenny McPeak and ownership were non-committal about sending the colt to Baltimore for the Preakness on May 18th and instead might opt for the relocated Belmont Stakes in June at Saratoga. The Preakness could still feature quality rested horses, including some by Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, as he seeks a follow-up to National Treasure's win last year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.